This is Hard Tackle.
All right, Tackle fams, there you know, and the OG group there, everybody live. Don't know, so Dan Cards have it. Lock, Chung there, and Taj is back. Sample Man is here, and Mateo is here, and we're going to start it fresh. Match just done. Super Sunday, United versus Gunners. And I'm going to make Chung take off the one, yeah. United win 3-1, a decent team performance. But going out a little deeper for we all going for a match there.
First of all, bless up to all of that. Bless up to the man, yeah. It's been a minute. The United game, and the United versus Arsenal game, we don't want a draw. Because I'm going to see it, them two set of fans, United fans the most. But you just work with the United win, because the Gunners ended up get out of hand, especially the fans them did have be delusion and talk about title race with City, and I don't know what them money, I don't know what kind of weed them smoke, but it did need it. But United is just more effective, but they still think the Gunners did have a better performance. United did more effective with better chances. But overall, Gunners did have more possession of the ball. They have more possession of the ball. They create some chances, but United did just more direct and more effective. So I forgive them that. You can see a little progress with United so far. Because they have a horrible start. You can see a little progress. You can see what they are going to do so far. Isn't it? So you can just imagine if the coach, if the manager get in all of the missing pieces where he wants, and with time and everything, you can see that.
Casemiro, you're not seeing the squad as yet either. So.
Yeah, isn't it? It's good for football, but it but as a Liverpool fan, but yeah. I say it, go.
All right. Yo, Taj, what going? You know, Arteta versus Ten Hag, two up and coming manager. Both sides progressing well, but United take it today. What going?
All right, I came into this game saying that Arsenal really had a chance to make a mark this season if they won this game, seeing that they haven't won, they only won one game in the last 16 games at Old Trafford. So so I think them draw 5 and lose 10 or something like that. So I thought winning this would have been crucial for them. But from the onset, Manchester United were ruthless from the start. Even though they never put to them chances like that, them eventually break through. And yeah, I think Manu win four matches in a row now. Ten Hag, I don't want to say Manu find it, but I think Ten Hag might have found something to work with, because them really shut out Arsenal.
Yeah, however you want to put it, you just have to say is an improvement in a Manu from last season and the first two games. Then as simple as that, massive improvement.
Nobody
now said them are gonna be legendary, but we acknowledge say improvement. Did it?
Yeah, and big up to Marcus Rashford, because you know he's been struggling with confidence issues.
Yeah.
All right, so take on. I know say you just watched the United game, yeah. Well, any different takeaways or it pan out or you already
similar like what Chung said. Arsenal played the better game, but you know the last. So this reminded me of the Man U during the Ferguson time, where a lot of persons romanticize this era, where like a decade after a person saying Man United played this wonderful attacking brand of football. Yes, they did attack when they could attack, but a lot of the football in that time, I believe the best football in that time was being played by Wenger's Arsenal, but they tend to romanticize it. A lot of results were won because they had the better attackers and some of the better defenders in Ferdinand, etc. So this is a matter of results. So is nothing to.
It is a results game, you know.
Yeah,
so.
It's a results game, but I just wanted to calm down. Calm down, especially because remember, you know, these are isolated games, especially if you're only focusing on England and what they have to do. Don't expect them to win what they're in now, Conference League or Europa League. Don't expect them to win the Europa League because they beat Arsenal. So calm down.
All right. We're going to take the advice. When you hear that, just Arteta fans and so just circle a little bit, but Mateo, from the Chelsea point of view, a 3-1 result to United, Arsenal and so.
Bitter Chelsea point of view.
What going?
All right. Before I go on to the Chelsea thing, I just wanted to point out something that Javan said a while ago. Ferguson is remembered because he won. You understand? Wenger may have played the boring beautiful football, but he didn't win. Fergie won. And today Ten Hag showed us something. We all hear this Ten Hag ball, which is possession based, you know, high pressing, and you use the ball effectively to get goals. Today, he realized that Arsenal was a technically better team than him. Arteta has had more time to work with Arsenal, more time to get his ideas into Arsenal, into the Arsenal players. And Ten Hag knew that. So instead of going toe-to-toe with Arsenal to try and play football, he took a more pragmatic approach, a more counter-attacking approach.
Which I don't
he noticed that he played. He played Rashford, Anthony, the new signing, who was brilliant for the little over half of the match.
Well, when they finish.
And Sancho as the front three. So he used the pace, he used Eriksen and Bruno as the playmakers to set the counter-attack and then use the pace to deal with Arsenal. And this just showed to me that Ten Hag has a lot more in his repertoire. He knows how to, for example, look at how United reacted after losing 4-0 to Brentford. He tried to play from the back in that match, and Brentford high press. Christian Eriksen got goals, scored 4, and then all of a sudden you hear say United were in turmoil. Next match, instead of letting De Gea play out from the back, he lumped it forward. He used his tactic against Liverpool as well. He didn't play out from the back because he knew that Liverpool could press, Eriksen could press the players that they had and get easy goals. So every time when De Gea got the ball, he lumped it forward, lumped it to bypass the midfield completely, so as to minimize the amount of risk of errors that playing out in the back would give. So I just rate Ten Hag's approach. He has been able to change his tactics based on his opponent. He's not stuck in this one way of playing football. He has been able to change with the times, and United are benefiting from it. All right, yeah, from a Chelsea point of view, though, I don't know what to think. I mean, obviously, I'm glad that Arsenal lost because then they get way too ahead of themselves. But in terms of top four, this just opened the race even more. It's six teams. Now, it's clear that it's now six teams fighting for four spots. You can give the title to City, but that other three are up for grabs for five teams. And that, to me, as a Chelsea fan, is a bit worrying because I'm not so sure that my side is going to be one of those other three teams.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with what you said, especially with Ten Hag and adaptability. But the thing is, when it comes to adapting each game to your opponent, is that, as we know, as we know that tacticians over the years have shown us, especially Guardiola and what other guy named Conte, is that them footballers here, these are academics, you know. So if you keep on up, put things in their head every day, it never stick. So you can do this for so long and just no more, which is why over an entire season, as a season is not six games, a team that has a game plan that's stubborn as Klopp is, they're going to get probably more results than a team that has to be fixing a different game plan each and every single week. And believe me, it's going to show over the season that Arsenal are going to finish above Man U just because of that, unless there is more consistency.
No, all of that is true, you know, but in-game management, because if you remember when this game just started, you know, Arsenal couldn't get out of them defensive third, none at all, because United were pressing high, they weren't sitting back. So, and remember, Ten Hag has played less than 10 games with United. You know, signings just coming in, Casemiro is not there. So I don't think Mateo is saying right off the bat that Ten Hag is going to play. If he's going to play 38 games a season, he's going to play 38 different ways tactically. I don't think that's what he's saying. But he's saying, given the situation, given the circumstance, you know, he did well because it, as we confirmed just now, it is a resource-oriented game. So until him can put his DNA into this squad where they know everybody are gonna on the field, get some results. And he's been doing it. It's not exceptional football, but it is an improvement, you know. So we just have to give him a little time. All right, respect everybody. So we hear everybody thoughts and that mostly on a United view, but we sorry that Tevin could make that point for really good with the Arsenal point of view. But all right, so from an Arsenal point of view, yo, progress is there. Everyone waited to see what they would be like versus a top six side, right? And failed the first exam. And I think a large part of that is down to Arteta. We big up Ten Hag and we big up the individual team performances from the Man U side. But I think I don't think the Arsenal players were much of a letdown as it was for Arteta. Remember, you know, he got them to 1-1. Tajay said it already. 16 games now straight. They have not won at Old Trafford. Don't try to be a hero. You can't win 6 out of 6 games. All right then. Mama got 6 unbeaten. Secure the 1-1. I don't think that he made sufficient adjustment to his team tactically, where we saw that Ten Hag did it. So I mentioned it already where it's a learning curve. Know how to adjust. You have to be sort of a chameleon. I'm very critical of Klopp for not being able to be a chameleon, because a lot of times we lack game management. Why is our defensive line so high? Yeah, attack might be the best defense, but still, if we get over ourselves. So it's a learning curve for Arteta, but we can see where them can go on. And it's a marathon. It's not a 100-meter, right? So then win 5 games. If them lose that one, yeah. If them can win the next 4 upon the bounce, all of this is forgotten. And we're back into, whoa, I wonder if Arsenal really can do it. But Sample Man shot me out already and say, I see the title and them now going to lose it. So Chung, you're there, fresh. We're going back to Liverpool, you know. I don't think we are in the title race. I don't think you're going to say anything that differs to that. But what are going on? Merseyside Derby for the weekend.
Just an amendment. I said it was City's, PSG's, and Bayern's leagues that were decided in 1 week.
All right, Chong, how are you feeling about Liverpool? Any kind of progression from how the season has started?
No, not at all. I've just lost some time, but it's so horrible, but only lose one game, but based on the standards we set for ourselves, this is why it looks so bad, isn't it? We're not in the title race then at all. And similarly to Mate and CFC, I think we're in the same boat right now. Like, both of us probably are like Banta FC right now. We just have to try and make top 4. That's the only thing we can say right now. And it seemed like a very difficult task so far.
Yeah.
Hopefully, with our... Well, we have a whole heap of injuries, but hopefully them on the sofa out. But with the depth of the squad, we can grind out some results and solidify top 4 later on in the season. So other than that, we have a knockout competition where we can make some strides in, which is Champions League. So usually when we'll underperform in the league, we try to put the focus elsewhere, which is Champions League. So let's see if we can do that.
So for me, Liverpool, I don't want to say that it's a season of transition, because it is not, right? But the fact that the side is just not gelling due to suspension, due to injuries, I mean, Mane and Diaz are not the same. Diaz is less of a goal threat than Mane in the penalty area, you know, where you can get the high value chances. With Jota, Darwin. Just again, but Jota. So maybe we can add some more goals here, because I don't think we realize, but I think Salah's positioning might have adjusted a bit to accommodate for Nunes. He's now out wide, right? He's now more of a chance creator than he's usually in the spot where we're seeing Nunes right now. So there is some amount of adjustment, and I've said it before, and I don't see any reason to not still go by this, but once we get back those players and we can actually make an impactful change off of the bench if something not go right, I think we'll definitely improve. Not to challenge City unless they start to stumble, but with Haaland, I mean, I think they're going to stumble, but top four is there, and make us see if we can make a run for Champions League. We'll talk about that little more because Champions League will start back later. So,
yeah. And just to add, Kadeem, I don't think it's merely based on the midfield injuries we have right now, where I reflect the performances and the results, because the entire team just looked down overall.
Lacking a bit of intensity. Yeah.
Everything off.
Yeah. I feel it. We see it.
Come on.
So, fully agree with that. But I think there is a lot of room for improvement, and I think we are going to do that improvement. Chelsea need to improve as well. We're going to talk about them, you know. Mateo, start it right there. VAR is your best friend, and you can't tell me no.
This game, we can say that we were helped by VAR in this particular game. But as I said, we were robbed of a victory against Spurs. So it basically evened out itself. In terms of how we played, I'm not impressed at the slightest. I'm glad that Chilwell is finding back in form because we're going to need him. He's much more attacking than Cucurella is. He does the underlapping runs that Cucurella is just not doing at the moment. I don't know
if
Tuchel can coach that into him. Yeah, I don't know if Tuchel can coach it into Cucurella, but I just don't think Cucurella is that kind of player. So
he's not. The thing is,
glad to have
in possession, Cucurella is better. But for the attacking runs, Chilwell have it.
Yeah, so if we were playing a better side than us, like a City. If we're playing like a City or a Liverpool, I wouldn't mind Cucurella over Chilwell. But against low block teams that are defending deep, Chilwell is by far the better pick than Cucurella. But I just wanted to say quickly that Tuchel has had to be focusing on transfers as well as coaching. For the first time in his career, he has been disinvolved in transfers and his attention has been split. I fully expect Chelsea to improve now that Tuchel is full on back into his coaching duties. He doesn't have to be worrying about transfers, scouting anybody, looking at players to buy. He's fully focused on the training ground, training the players, his tactics. And I fully expect Chelsea to improve from what we have seen so far.
Yeah, because even from what I've seen, I am one that is convinced that Aubameyang will score goals, but the chances are not being created. So he has to play to Aubameyang's qualities, which means, and I give him praises for this, Havertz was dropped, Mount was dropped, you know, because 0 goals, 0 assists for the pair until over the weekend when Havertz put it away. Mateo said 2023 are forward, so maybe him just to start kicking to gear for sure with a real average from Leverkusen, but we'll see. We spend enough time on England, you know, and we have to jump in Italy where it was the Milan Derby, and it was a great game. The Milan Derby is usually a great game, but from the AC Milan point of view, it's as if they're continuing their championship form from last season onwards until this season. And Giroud is just an amazing finisher. Leo is turning out to be amazing. You know, it's the first player since Andrei Shevchenko to have a goal with 2 goals and an assist in a Milan derby. That's Giroud right there. Why did Chelsea even let him go? Chelsea, it was from Lampard, right?
No, it was under Tuchel.
It was under.
Remember, Giroud scored some important goal. Yeah, because Marina Granovskaya had the plan to get in Lukaku, and if you have Lukaku there, then you can't have Giroud, because basically Giroud wanted more game time. He wanted to be a starter, and there's no way you're starting over a man who costs 90 million. So.
True.
Giroud chose to leave to go to AC Milan. But it's the biggest, it's every move that Giroud has made in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a guy that has benefited so much from the different moves that he made. From Montpellier to Arsenal, to Chelsea, to Milan. He has been fantastic through it all.
Winning a World Cup.
Big up to him.
Yes, winner, exactly.
Big up to Big up to Giroud. Trust me, he's I love what he's doing at AC Milan. He's a clinical striker. He's a clutch striker too. He's the kind of striker that if you need to win against a top team, he will come up more often than not. Trumps. So
and even yeah, though man, you it was say a great game from him. Even though you say he's clinical, his link up play too is also great. Look how him partner with Leo for I think it was the second goal. Right?
Yeah, man. And because people like to mention a lot that Giroud never scored a goal in that 2018 World Cup win for France. But the reason why it was so important was his link-up play with Mbappe. In that entire tournament, he was the foil for Mbappe to score. So, many facets to his game that is beneficial to any team.
All right. So, Napoli is also going well. And their MVP so far is this young Georgian baller that they signed from some club I don't even know and I can't pronounce his name. He wears number 77. But then if we go look for some clips of this brother, some of the goals, some of his skills, amazing baller.
The goal went on the square.
I think it was a turn.
Yeah, and in dash a couple players slap it in and hit the post.
Yeah, the base
anyhow
the post.
That they score. Yeah.
And on the door sleep on Roman either. Mr. Mourinho have a nice score, a squad, Wijnaldum injured for a good while now, but the ballers, Zaniolo, Pellegrini, Abraham, they just signed Bellotti from Torino, Euro winner, Smaldini. So they have a nice core of players, and with Mourinho, anything is possible. So we'll keep an eye on that. Spain, you know, we just a big up Giroud. For him finishing ability and for him link up play and a striker always maybe just a tapping merchant or just a pure finisher. Him probably swaying some person's minds. Him kind of swaying my mind a little bit now that I seen a different side of his game. I mean, I talk about Lewandowski. Yes, he's getting the goals, but are we a bit kind of underrating his link up play? I mean, it's nothing fascinating, but maybe we need to give him a little bit more ratings right there. So, cool as Monday. What do you say?
Think something like that. Yeah, man. I never considered Lewandowski to just be in the box shark like Van Nistelrooy was. I think, yeah, his link-up play with, of course, his link-up play with Rafinha and Dembele. And even Pedri, it has been nothing but class. It's strange. And I guess it has to do with years of playing and a lot of experience. But in fitting seamlessly in that Barca squad, you know. So
he's like old grandfather to the youngsters youngsters in the squad when he actually look for how they play.
Yeah, and him just fitting perfectly. Yesterday, of course, he could have scored more goals. Probably if you work on being a little bit more clinical, but yeah, he's giant top scorer in the league with and name again, Isak. Is Isak? Or Aspas. Iago Aspas, sorry. So yeah, it's a good look.
I think Aspas now lead.
No, two of them are 5 goals, unless them Celta play again yesterday. But in any case, yeah, it's a good look. And it's a good look for the squad as well. Eric Garcia played well yesterday. Usually I give him Maui's, you know, criticize him and cuss him for even starting. But played well yesterday, got a goal. Yeah, so him and Christensen have got battle out for that position there. So
Kunde really showing his class with that pass though.
And Jules Kunde was
Lewandowski yesterday.
Jules Kunde was not even just that, he was key yesterday, all over. So yeah, the squad looks good. I'm not lie. Sevilla did dead from the first half and could have buried them, but again, we wasted a lot of chances. Typical Barca game.
All right, so we're still anticipating a 2-horse race in La Liga because Madrid do it again. It's not Benzema.
No, Vinny.
Right now it is Vinny. He's definitely stepping Vinny up, and Benz don't have a problem. I mean, the future Ballon d'Or winner doesn't have a problem taking a back seat and allowing the youngsters to shine. So
yeah, Rodrigo was key as well in that game. But yeah. I want to mention that Betis was hampered by the early injury of Nabil Fekir. So after him got, it was pretty much a wrap in midfield. So
all right, so that most of the top five leagues them wrap up. We don't know what the temperature is in France, you know. Chung mentioned it earlier, Sampo mentioned it earlier. Bayern, I think that's
just for cutting a second. We still have Barca winning the league of the season.
All right. I mean, on paper, had a better squad, but we don't see where Madrid do last year, so can't count them out. Bayern, I think that is two draws straight where a lot of chances.
Pogba never get card in a witch charge on who they believe in a black magic. But we don't know tell them about magic for a long time, but yeah.
We know about magic, but they prove it to him multiple times consecutively as well.
Brother, the whole of them Champions League run last season was black magic.
They are right, and maybe them can use some of that black magic again, because again, we can't say them have the best squad in there. We're going to talk about the best club competition right now. Maybe the best squad right now is the way they might get over in a PSG, because they upgrade their midfield. You know, City, they always have a good squad. Barca, they the usual favorites. Madrid again is there with them nice core from last year. Who don't really think are the favorites? Man, and man, them say, oh, with that one club or that two club or whatever, I'm a favorite for you, say, touch. Well, go on. Kick it off now.
It's tough. I think it should be Man City, but why? Well, no, dog. With them history in other club, yeah, it hard for say. But I would say between City and, of course, I choose my side, Barcelona.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah, after that.
Mateo, Champions League kickoff back. You know, you think Chelsea can maybe put up a fight? Let them put up a fight last year or go on. Group stage supposed to be easy for all of them top side. So not even really a true mids, except for probably Barca group of that. But what do you think Chelsea can go on in the Champions League?
Well, Chelsea will make noise in the Champions League. I think if it's one thing Tuchel has shown is that he's great in cup competitions. We got the three final cup finals last season. He won the Champions League in his first 6 months. He reached the FA Cup final in the first 6 months. So he knows how to navigate his squad to cup competitions. So I know Chelsea will make nice, but I think the quality of the squad is too low for us to actually win it.
Who do you think might win it?
I have my money on Madrid.
Madrid?
Win it again, yeah.
I knew that from last year you are converted Madrid fan, you know, but
I think I can imagine, but I still cannot shake the fact that Pep has to win it eventually. Like, he can't not win it every season like this.
Yeah.
So it must be, the time is going to come for City to win it, and this may be the season for that. They have gotten closer and closer, reached the finals, barely lose the semifinals last season. So maybe the Haaland factor is what they needed to actually get over the line, but it's between those two teams to me.
I'm glad you mentioned the Haaland factor, because him start EPL fine, scoring a hat trick versus whoever I'm scoring hat tricks against back to back. Yeah, it's good, but when we reach quarters UCL, you know, semis UCL, we say Sterling basically sometimes casted their progression in the Champions League, missing sitters, you know, not just him, but sometimes you just need a brother who can just know which path there and the ball just land on your foot.
Yeah, but he missed the key ones then, especially against Leon. My goodness.
Sterling attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mate, you suggested maybe this is the final piece of the puzzle. But as you say, say Villa world them there. So, you know, the Champions League, they will be exposed to a lot more better opposition. So, we know this already. So, but City still up there. Chung, Yo, Liverpool always in the mix. Let me in the mix, you know. I may throw Bayern in there. I may throw City in there.
All right. Other than the fact that I'm squeezing my side, maybe just put that aside because they don't know your side. They're going to have your side.
Yeah.
I've, statistically, for the last about five years or so, mm-hmm. Hasn't City been the favorites, statistically speaking?
Yeah,
pretty much. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll go with that. And I fully agree with that.
No, well, even at 538, if you look at the thing now, Bayern, you know when I talk about some of the pushes.
No, the whole
City have been previous for winning champions.
Look
yes.
for 538. Look for 538. Look some of the forces.
Yeah,
all right.
Them never say no in a sample. Them say exactly. For the last 5 years.
If you listen tomorrow, it's never been City.
What? Never been City. Statistically, what up, Wena? Exactly. That's how you feel.
When I talk about top three, that's how you feel. Top two, or top four, or top five. Statistically, it has never been City.
Yeah, wow.
Has never it's, been City.
So one stat. So it's one stat alone. You look one. This 538.
Which stat one? One better than zero. One better than zero. You did not tell me nothing.
So hold on. All four are we wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
No, right. Cut out this in the cardi.
One reason to say it soon.
We're going to look. We're looking for
one. One people here. This. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Continue. Anyways. Who else strong?
Bayern, they have Bayern and City as one of the two favorites. City being ahead of Bayern, especially mm-hmm. I agree with Mathieu with the Alan factor. Even though mm-hmm. I think City defense this season are probably one of the worst so far in a modern time.
Yeah,
one of the worst. So
that going to open them.
Yeah. So as so as Khalid said, when they come up against better teams. Yeah, them attack him good and great and everything, midfield good. But I think the defense that I can cope with, you know, the top dogs in Europe. So mm-hmm. we'll see. And also I think we can squeeze PSG in that for go far. Well, them usually go far.
Squeeze PSG.
Yeah, we're talking about as in can win it. You know?
PSG have better chances last year and this year. No matter PSG, they finish bottom of them table.
When I talk about the chances with them having over, I say who can actually win it.
Well, exactly.
Them can still win it.
Then yeah. that would just say that.
More chances than City. When I talk about
better than just
chances. Yo, babe, like you can't read that domino game sometime, you know.
Brother, no,
yo, let me just finish something.
When I talk about squeezing, like I said, I'm sorry for thinking this.
No,
yeah, Bayern and City are better. Bayern,
PSG are chokers.
And PSG and Barcelona have better chances than winning it than City.
Yeah, they might have better chances, but I'm telling you, they might get knocked out before Bayern and City. That are the reality. Well,
maybe,
I'm sure with that.
Maybe sure they have better chances.
But what you say, John?
Yeah, why may I say you feel like PSG can go far tonight? Especially because I work up here, and you know, everybody want to put them top games. So yeah. Everybody got to try to play at the top level and try to achieve the best of them can achieve. It, especially in the World Cup here, is it? And we all know the South Americans, namely
World Cup
Messi.
December.
We know that, but it's still carrying it. When
so, well,
as in, yeah, as in, this can be a stepping stone for them in terms of the levels where they want to portray right now, and just carry on that in other Champions League competition. The more you win, the more you want.
Yeah, that's true. Just ask Madrid. Just ask
the more it keeps, the more it can continue to ask the Madrid to true.
No, me not say that because you know them beat Liverpool last year fair and square upon the final day where it matter. Oh, you want to reach
but
the final?
That's our final day. That's our final day.
You want to reach the final? Yo, if you're struggling to reach the final, or if you kick with everybody foot and you reach the final, when you reach the upon the day. You just need for win upon the day, and it's as simple as that. So, it's no sour grapes, brother. It's no sour.
Honestly, the only bad call I saw in the entire, like truly horrible call, was Benzema and Donnarumma in that match, that against PSG. The rest of the matches were just Madrid's resolve to win.
Mm-hmm.
Referee never really helped them out. It was just their resolve to win.
Yeah.
So,
because right since him at top, he have one source a while ago with betting. What the source way? What call referees made in Real Madrid's run to the title last year that was questionable? They can't really pinpoint much. The man them just do it.
So yeah, that's black magic. No cheat.
So even Morris. The loss of Casemiro, Tchouaméni is there and given a little bit more time, he might actually be an upgrade to the base of that midfield, because I think Mateo been saying it and watched a couple of clips and technically he's a level above. But, you know, with the seniority, the experience, you can't really replace that. You can only give them time. But, yo, anything in the man they want to add before we wrap it up, right? Or something?
Well, I'm big up Pogba.
Pogba, the been a real show we need for big up Pogba right now.
can start calling them Yahoo boys.
But that, we don't know, say, Champions League are forward midweek, so we have to watch that tackle team. I got there same way. So until then, give this a quick listen until the Champions League match them start play. Big up on yourself and respect for the support. We're out.
This is Hard Tackle.